While it's been a year since the Government of National Unity was formed, the GNU comprises of 10 political parties, including the ANC and the DA. It is these two parties that make up the largest part of the GNU and that have experienced the majority of tensions and challenges over a number of issues. We look at the GNU a year on with political analyst Dirk Kotze. Dirk, a very good morning to you. Welcome.
Good morning. Thank you very much.
What's your assessment of how the GNU has performed in its first year?
I personally think it is that performed better than what many people expected. What many people have thought it is that it's so too diverse, especially the ANC and the DA are so diverse ideologically and in terms of policy, that it will be simply impossible for them to get close to each other. Now, what we have seen is that indeed there has been some standoff between them, but the fact that they have managed that, I think, surprised me, and I think surprised many other people also. So I think the main explanation for that is that, first of all, they interpret it as that they have a mandate from the electorate that they have to work together. This is an expectation which they cannot really negotiate. And secondly, is also that the ANC's other options, and that's essentially that to work either with the MK or EFF or a combination of small parties, all three of them are at this stage have more risks for them than the one with the DA.
Now, I see a piece written by Stephen Grootes this morning for the Daily Maverick. He said the more things have changed in terms of, you know, opposition parties becoming part of cabinet and government, the more things have remained the same in terms of the net result. Would you agree with that kind of a sentiment?
Unfortunately not. I know him very well and I respect him as a journalist, but I think what I'm seeing is that there are indeed quite a number of differences. The way, for example, in which the budget has been approached now, or the end result of the process about how the budget has been approached, is vastly different from the way in which it has been done in the past. The fact that it's not anymore, it's almost solely in the hands of the Treasury, and that they can, to a large extent, determine how the budget will look like. The fact that all the parties now agree that in future, the budget will be a very thoroughly consulted process in which all the parties should be involved at a very early stage. I would say also the fact that the way in which the key issues, like, for example, the National Health Insurance or the Bella Act or the Expropriation Act has been approached, again, is much more an interactive or consultative process than in the past. And I think at the same time, the parties beyond the ANC will all be able to say, well, we are certainly more influential in terms of decision-making than what we were before the last year's election. So in those, and those were sort of the first points, one can go in depth into more specifics of other aspects also. But I think that changed the approach. And the public also sees it very different. It sees it not anymore as a government purely by the ANC, but as a government in which different views are expressed and accommodated sometimes.
What's your prediction in terms of how the second year would unfold? We know there are existing tensions, but they've survived. We know the DA is going to court, you know, on a number of issues. We know we're getting closer now to the next election cycle. How would all of these factors impact, and how do you see the GNU, you know, playing out in the next year? Are we likely to see more stability, considering that now maybe they found their feet and some of the teething problems have been overcome? Or would that election cycle put more than a spanner in the works?
Well, I think the issue that is going to complicate the relationships is the fact that they get closer to the local government election. And that is going to be a period of contestation and competition because they're going to campaign against each other. So that will complicate the relationships, I would say. But I don't think that it will necessarily reach the point of that they have to take a decision whether they will continue or not. I think what will become a more critical point is after the ANC's national conference at the end of 2027, where we all know there will be a new ANC president. We don't know who, but it will not be President Ramaphosa anymore. And that will be a critical test for whether a new leadership, and the DA is also going to have the Federal Congress in about a year's time, in April next year, the chances that they will change their leadership, except maybe for Helen Zille, who might choose to go for the truth of standing as a candidate for Joburg's mayor, but otherwise might remain relatively the same. But any leadership changes, which means that the type of relationships that were developed now in this year, the first year, and part of next of this coming of the current year, that has to be redeveloped, and I think that will be a major challenge at the time also of the fact that there has been elections, and in terms of the current trends, it means that the ANC's position will be weaker than before this local government election. And again, these aspects will certainly test the relationships that exist, because the main point which has been a bone of contention, but at the same time was the one that really kept the ANC in a relatively strong position, is that they overpresented their representation in the government of national unity, as well as in the government, for example, of Gauteng. And that made it possible for them to convince their own supporters that their presence in the government of national unity, or the dynamics of the government of national unity, should still be acceptable for them.
All right, Dirk, as always, thank you so much for your time. Really appreciate it.
Thank you. It's a pleasure.
That was political analyst Dirk Kotze talking to us about his thoughts about the GNU 1 year in.